This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Significant growth in the local poultry industry projected for next year. The Ministry of Health reports a slight decline in the rate of heart attacks. The Mental Health Act to be updated. An increase in dengue and respiratory cases caused a shortage of beds in a Jamaican hospital. And the World Health Organization warns that Israel's intensifying military ground operations in southern Gaza will cut thousands off from health care. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indar Weir believes Barbados's poultry industry could be in for significant growth next year. He notes that the summer heat and mechanical issues at a major hatchery created supply challenges this year, but spoke of developments that should create an environment for growth in the sector.
I see an opportunity for growth. Certainly in poultry, there's going to be growth, tremendous growth, because we now have another hatchery coming on board. And then we're going to have a second feed mill coming in around February next year. So that should also help to drive the cost of feed down and overall allow for more farmers to participate. There were quite a large number of small farmers, people who keep like 500 up to 2,000 birds who went out of business for various reasons, not just the price of feed. A lot of them have returned. And once they can find the market and the right price for production, I can assure you that we're going to have significant growth in the poultry industry.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indar Weir. Meantime, Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, has disclosed that the issues at the hatchery forced the importation of 2,700 cases of eggs to help meet local demand temporarily.
What we have done is that we have put measures in place that in the event that we anticipate difficulty, that there is an importation. The importation, current importation of eggs came about as a result of recognizing one of the producers was facing problems on the farm, so we import. What we say is that if we anticipate any further difficulties, yes, there will be importation. But this first tranche, what we will do, it will help the market. If we anticipate any further difficulties, it will be done through the producers. And I just want to emphasize the reason that we're doing it that way is that basically we don't want on a long-term basis to cause further issues by importing unnecessarily and then cause now an oversupply of eggs in the market, which of course will depress prices for the producers.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. The Ministry of Health reports a slight decline in the rate of heart attacks, but notes that more than half of the cases are fatal. This was disclosed by Acting Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Arthur Phillips, who said that a greater number of men than women are affected. His comments came on the sidelines of a presentation of automated external defibrillators to the St. Gabriel School and the St. Patrick's Roman Catholic Primary School at the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
As recently as 2021, our statistics out of the Barbados National Registry, we would have seen 476 heart attacks for the year, and almost 60% of those heart attacks resulted in death. We can share that the incidence of heart attacks has been decreasing over the past decade or so, although only slightly so in the 2019 to 2021 period. And we still continue to see a higher rate of heart attacks in men than in women. So that continues to be part of the pattern.
Dr. Phillips is appealing to Barbadians to have regular health checks and training in life-saving procedures.
We would want to encourage individuals to be aware of their health status. So be aware of if they're living with any NCDs, be aware of risk factors for developing NCDs, and be proactive. Reduce your risk actively. And we certainly commend to all Barbadians the opportunity to be trained in CPR, in basic life support, in advanced cardiac life support, in heart savers, depending on, well, for health professionals, it will be BLS and ACLS, and for the general population, it will be the heart savers program. It can make a difference.
Acting Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Arthur Phillips. Government says it is working with regional partners to strengthen the delivery of mental health care services. This was revealed by Acting Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw during the official opening of two new occupational and recreational therapy buildings at the psychiatric hospital. Ms. Bradshaw explained that they have started work to update the Mental Health Act of 1985.
We've been receiving, as Minister Brown indicated, technical assistance from the Pan American Health Organization to revise the 1985 Mental Health Act to bring it in line with advances in the delivery of care, including rehabilitation services and mental health care provided in the community. The Act covers care provided in the hospital setting, but does not currently include that provided by consultant psychiatrists practicing in our polyclinics, or by community mental health nurses who make home visits to newly discharged patients and to at-risk individuals.
She highlighted the importance of these changes and also outlined some of the other initiatives that they will be looking to implement.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of people were lost as well in terms of their connection with their doctors. And I know a lot of people who would have been taking medication, they've stopped taking it. And you need to be able to have the community health nurses really within the community to get these people back reintegrated. So I look forward to that as well coming to Parliament. In addition to revising the Act, PAHO is collaborating with the Ministry of Health and Wellness in the development of a roadmap for mental health reform and a mental health strategic plan for the continued development of mental health care and its delivery in Barbados. In addition, plans are being finalized for further strengthening and expanding of community-based services through the development of action plans for suicide prevention, anti-stigma, maternal mental health, psychological first aid, and workplace mental health wellness.
Acting Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw. Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams reports fire officers are now the highest cadre of first responders on the island due to the significant increase in training provided for them. Mr. Abrams was speaking during a ceremony to mark the beginning of a five-day training for fire officers on electric vehicles at the Barbados Fire Station at Arch Hall in St. Thomas.
In the last couple of years, you're seeing a level of training and training opportunities and development and initiative in the fire service that was not necessary there before. Fire officer is not jumping on a truck to go out the house fire. The fire officer is jumping on a truck to go to a situation and deal with whatever is there. If it's a chemical incident, if it's a house fire, if it's a vehicular fire, if it's an electric vehicle that's crumpled and you need to cut somebody out, if it's getting the cat out of the tree, you must be prepared to deal with everything. No longer are you simply fire officers. You are Barbados' highest trained cadre of first responders. That's what you are. You are the ultimate first responder to deal with any situation and any eventuality.
That's Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Jamaica's Health Minister, Dr. Christopher Tufton, says the shortage of bed space at the Bustamante Hospital for Children is to be expected due to the addition of patients with dengue and other respiratory issues. Dr. Tufton was responding to a Gleaner article where parents were complaining of a total system breakdown at the hospital over the weekend as they were faced with unavailable beds and inadequate staff on the nursery ward. Dr. Tufton said he understands the frustration of parents, but urged them to utilize the shared system in place to alleviate issues.
The staff shortage is an issue and has always been an issue in certain areas because of migration of healthcare workers. Again, it's not new, but what the institution has been able to do, its management and its staff, is to make do with who they have and to share some of that burden with the University Hospital of the West Indies. Whenever we have an overcrowding with beds, there is an overflow arrangement that takes place between Bustamante and the University Hospital. And it works. Last week, Friday, we spoke about the plan for expansion and that we will literally double capacity with the Western Children's Hospital, which is coming on stream in the west, which will then ease some of that burden. So something is being done in the medium to longer term.
That's Jamaica's Health Minister, Dr. Christopher Tufton. And finally, the World Health Organization says Israel has warned that two medical warehouses will be targeted. The World Health Organization says it has been told by the Israeli military that it should remove supplies from two medical warehouses in southern Gaza because ground operations will put them beyond use. Head of the WHO, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, appealed in a post on X, formerly Twitter, to Israel to withdraw the order. He urged it to take every possible measure to protect civilians and civilian infrastructure, including hospitals and humanitarian facilities. Recapping the headlines, significant growth in the local poultry industry projected for next year. The Ministry of Health reports a slight decline in the rate of heart attacks. The Mental Health Act to be updated. An increase in dengue and respiratory cases cause a shortage of beds in a Jamaican hospital. And the World Health Organization warns that Israel's intensifying military ground operations in southern Gaza will cut thousands off from health care. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.